And thanks for joining me this evening. This is Aaron Hay with you on Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. The Mizzou International Composers Festival is coming up from July 23rd through the 28th right here in Columbia, Missouri. We'll have a lot of incredible composers and musicians in town during that time. And here at Mizzou Music, we'll be giving many of them a chance to tell us about themselves, their music, and what we can look forward to hearing from them at the end of July. Joining me this evening is Igor Santos. Igor, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, where are you from?
Well, I am Brazilian born, from a city called Curitiba,
okay,
which is in the south of Brazil. Ethnically, I'm from both Brazilian and Japanese descent. Brazilian on my father's side and Japanese on my mother's. But I was raised in New York, actually, in Forest Hills, Queens.
Oh, okay.
And spent my teenage years kind of bouncing between both countries. So right now I hold a citizenship for both Brazil and the United States, but I currently live in Chicago, where I just finished my PhD in composition.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Literally 20 days ago.
Definitely congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of composition, how did you get your start? How did you get into composing music?
Well, I am the first musician in my family, so entry music and music composition was really not the most natural decision to make. I originally wanted to become a doctor, and I wanted to specialize in psychiatry, but always had music as my main hobby, so to speak. I became a musician as a self-taught guitarist around age 12, and my interests were mostly pop and rock music, some heavy metal, though very little. And a lot of Brazilian guitarists and Brazilian popular music. I also grew up with an appreciable amount of video game playing, and some of that music, especially the orchestral music for Japanese video games of the mid to late 90s, really sparked an interest in classical instruments, and which subsequently became an interest in classical music in general, and so forth. But at the time, I didn't really have access to classical musicians or instruments at all. I didn't really play in an orchestra. I didn't really learn music notation proper until late high school, this kind of thing. So I was really composing quite a lot on my computer, composing through MIDI, using digital instruments and guitar, tablature software, things that were easily accessible to me in Brazil in the 90s. And since this obsession with classical music really never quite ended, then in college, I decided to switch majors to no longer study psychiatry, but to focus on composition, which continues to be my occupation to this day.
That's great. And yes, I love, like, and it feels like video games have always had great soundtracks, right? But especially that, like, classic era, like the Final Fantasy era, the Resident Evil era, like all those video games just had these huge, sweeping classical soundtracks, and they're great.
Yeah, no, I agree. And especially, as you mentioned, Final Fantasy and Chrono Cross, Zelda, these are always very, I think because music is very, it's very obvious between melody versus harmony, and if you're interested in that at all, and interested in playing with those things at all, then it's natural to kind of want to compose if the parameters are so simple, you know?
Yeah. So tell me about Speak Through Speaking.
Speak Through Speaking, yes. So Speak Through Speaking is a trio for accordion, saxophone, and double bass, which is the particular instrumentation for this wonderful Scandinavian group, Norwegian group, called Poing. The work is inspired by a play, Peter Handke's play, titled Casper, and it follows mostly the protagonist's main line, or the protagonist's recurring line, which is, I want to be someone like someone else once was. So for my piece, I first recorded myself uttering that sentence, and then later I analyzed the recording on the computer, and the result is the double bass melody that you hear in the opening of the piece, and that comes back a few times.
Hmm.
So the work echoes the structure of the play, Peter Hanke's play, in that they both deal heavily with repetition. So in the case of my piece, it's a lot about loops, loops within loops, refrains, etc. And what I was trying to do is sort of create a dramatic structure and build momentum with these techniques.
Yeah, it's a really neat piece. With I like the way that the kind of bass is in there, and it feels like you maybe try to use instruments in fun, more creative ways. That it almost feels like they're kind of sawing on that double bass at times. Really, yeah, it's almost like a percussive instrument on top of being
yeah, absolutely. It's using a lot of extended techniques for the instrument, but also orchestrating in a way that you, and often you don't know which instrument is playing what. So often, for example, the grinding overpressure on the double bass is imitated by a cluster on the accordion or something else, you know. So it's this kind of like, I don't know, like total blend of orchestration thing that I was going for.
Yeah, very cool. So tell me about the piece that you'll be debuting here at the Mizzou International Composers Festival with Alarm Will Sound.
Sure. So the piece is called Through Thoughts of a Different Kind. And the work really has one main melody, which is the opening pleading violin solo, that throughout the piece becomes analyzed, sort of put under a microscope, so to speak. So what happens is that then this melody is ramified, individual parts of the melody are stretched out, and throughout the work, it's also presented in different contexts, superposed and or juxtaposed with music of different characters. So the idea is really inspired by this question of what does it mean when you have a single melody stuck in your head, but it occurs to you over different kinds of thoughts, over different moods that you might find yourself in.
Huh. Interesting. Did you find it enjoyable to write for a big group like that, for a sinfonietta like Alarm Will Sound?
So the answer is absolutely, I do. And I had just finished a piece for a similar instrumentation, well, which was my dissertation piece, which was for 14 instruments, also chamber ensemble, similar setup. And so I kind of already had that palette in mind when I started the Alarmo sound piece. And I do enjoy it, yeah, because you have space for virtuosic writing that is able to be heard. And but you also then have a big sound of a large ensemble, you know, so it's, you can have both best of both worlds.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we look forward to seeing you here at the end of July. My guest has been Igor Santos. Igor, thanks so much again for taking time out of your day to speak to us here. And again, we really look forward to having you here in Columbia for the Mizzou International Composers Festival.
All right. Thank you, Aaron.
Absolutely.